This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. She's been doing the job almost a year now, so why don't we finally promote Erin Glasnevich to officially being the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. That announcement was made this afternoon, and she's glad to jaunt over here to talk to us tonight. Welcome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I never get to see you because you're on Galesburg's Morning News all
usually,
the time.
Yeah.
What the heck? I'm kidding.
Usually I'm really busy in the evenings,
Well, you're about to be busy here around the time this airs tonight, so hey, that's all right.
Exactly.
You know, that's probably a lot of it. I imagine you've probably spent the last 11 months or so probably more or less busy than you imagined.
More than I had imagined, certainly more than a year ago.
Yeah.
With taking the interim position last November, in November of 2018, things definitely kind of went super speed from there. And we just hit the ground running as a team at the Orpheum. And it's nice to kind of bring that sprint to a close and start taking this journey into 2020.
Erin's replacing Kevin Maynard, who left to run Quad City Arts and the appropriately named Quad Cities. When he left, did you think at that point that you might want the job permanently?
Yeah, I had observed Kevin over the past, you know, the time that he was at the theater, and I learned a lot from him. So it did occur to me kind of after the dust settled a little bit that I could be good at the position, and I'm really excited to be able to do it and continue that.
So talk about some of your strengths and what you think you bring to the table here. And I imagine you figured all that out here in the last year or so, right?
Yeah. Some of my strengths are, number one, I'm really well-rooted in the community. I'm from here, and I know a lot of our patrons, are the people in the arts community, and I really have a sincere passion for the Orpheum and for the arts in our community. So I think that that definitely works for me, and it helps drive me, that passion. Just the fact that I've been at the Orpheum and been able to kind of see the inner workings of the business side and arts presenting and making the shows happen and tear down and start all over again. So a lot of those things, you know, and just being a creative person and a creative artist myself, I think lend myself to being the best candidate.
I didn't really have an appreciation for a lot of that until in the last year. I've been helping a little bit with Prairie Players, and that's on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people really realize what all goes into to doing a job like you have.
Yeah, I would agree, and in so many facets too. And one of the cool things about this small team that we have, a 4-person staff, and then our caterer of volunteers that we have that make everything happen, what's so cool about that is that we are able to do so many things. So, you know, I work at the desk during the day, and oftentimes I'm helping, you know, set up for a show or tear down after a show or making a poster or something like that. So we all kind of put all of ourselves and all of our different strengths into the jobs that we do at the Orpheum. And I would say, too, piggybacking off of what you said, is that, you know, part of it is that theater magic that is talked about.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know truly how it all comes together and how it happens, but it does, and it's beautiful when it does.
Speaking of, by the way, shout out to Ross McIntyre. He's a saint.
Oh, yes, he is. Ross is there a lot of the time at the theater. It's practically his second home, as it is for Tim and Joey and myself as well a lot of the time.
That is a small staff. Is that I imagine, even though you have a good crew of volunteers, too, I imagine just it's difficult to kind of run the theater with just 4 people, isn't it?
It is a definite challenge.
Yeah.
And we have, like I said, we have a lot of people really doing so many things that other organizations, larger organizations, or just, you know, maybe bigger cities or that have the resources would have dedicated people to do, you know, certain aspects of the jobs that we all kind of, you know, grow additional arms to do. So it is a definite challenge, but we do a great job. And our volunteers are a huge help. We couldn't do it without them. So
before I forget, you mentioned your involvement in the community and theater and in music and things like that. I can't imagine how valuable that must be to an operation like the Orpheum to have somebody that kind of, in addition to knowing the inner workings as you have, to just kind of have that passion for the arts that you have.
Right. And I agree. And I really feel that. I think that that is one of the things that I really bring to the table, and that I can really, you know, when it comes to dealing with artists and working with them and the people that are coming in and doing things on our stage, having somebody that, you know, knows the kind of the reasons that they do it, and why they're there and why they've chosen to make it their profession and know what it's like to be on that stage is something that's a lot of people and a lot of artists that we bring in are really delighted to know. So.
Absolutely. Has it been nerve-wracking, though, having done this job for 11 months, wondering if you actually get the call to move up, if you will?
It has been nerve-wracking. Yeah. We've just been kind of pushing forward, and it has been a definite relief to kind of, you know, take the next step from here.
I would say the last 5 years or so for the Orpheum have really... Things have really grown exponentially, haven't they?
Definitely, in so many ways. When Kevin came on, he really took us down a really excellent path, mm-hmm. and we're still kind of feeling that, and we're grateful for that leadership from him. We were able to go on this wonderful capital campaign where we got so much financial success and great recognition of the Orpheum and support from everyone in the community and businesses. And so we're kind of on this really, you know, great road to success. And I think that only from here, we're going to continue that.
Having formerly been a manager in my career, I feel like I can kind of speak to how frustrating though that must be at times. Has it been, what have you learned that maybe you didn't know since you've kind of been running the place for the last year?
I didn't know how much I would be able to learn.
Yeah.
I think that after being out of academia for a while, you kind of sit back and you get comfortable and just kind of doing what you're good at,
yeah.
and letting yourself just excel at those things. So the things that I wasn't as good at, I've found that I am capable of doing and even becoming that much better at. So I'm happy for that.
So is there anything on the to-do list or top of the to-do list now that you're officially in charge?
Top of the to-do list is more and more of the same, honestly.
There you go.
Not the same, but I'm really excited about some of the programming that we have coming because, you know, since I was the interim, it doesn't mean that anything stopped. The wheels have still been turning.
Sure.
So we have some great programming coming up, and I'm excited to reveal those things to the community here soon. And until then, we're just going to, you know, keep on moving into December where we'll celebrate the holidays and take a rest at the end of the year and move into 2020.
So much like Ken Springer, whose recorded conversation I will air in about 20 minutes, he wouldn't reveal anything either today. You're not either.
No, but I would love to come in next week and talk about what we have coming up.
Oh, well, I think we can make that happen for you. Well, and things we do know that are coming up, the end of the year is really going to be, you'll get some time to relax, but
yeah.
Really here with the Knox Galesburg Symphony tomorrow and the play you're doing in December, you're going to end strong, it sounds like.
Definitely, yeah. Symphony is tomorrow night, and then we take a quick break at Thanksgiving, and then we hop back into it with Choral Dynamics. We have some choral concerts and band concerts coming up. The Nutcracker Ballet is coming, and then the radio play is going to be there, too, with a host of some other really excellent and fun holiday shows.
I so loved last year's radio play.
Oh, good.
It's, not just because I work, but it's it's cool to see all that come together, and it sounds like this year's, albeit different, is going to be just the same, right?
Yeah, it's going to be really neat. It's the 6th annual radio play now.
Yeah.
And we're putting it all together in one day. So we'll get the script the morning of the 21st. All of the actors will, rather. I'm one of the actors for that. And a cast of about 8 to 9 actors. And we'll talk about theater magic. It's all going to come together in a day, and we'll put it on the stage, and it'll be a delight. It usually is.
Back when radio was first invented and first mm-hmm. being used, that was the way it was done.
That was it,
I think as much as some of your actors may get a little panic stricken with all that, it's a history lesson.
Yeah, luckily most of us have been doing the radio play for a few years now, so, and all of the actors that will be in it this year have done it at least once, if not 2 or 3 times, so it's a lot of fun for us to do, and it really makes it kind of spontaneous.
That's great. I did mention earlier you replaced Kevin Maynard. Have you heard from Kevin at all in the last year or so since you've been kind of taking
over?
Yeah,
he's been a great resource, and he's still a patron of the theater
and
a supporter of the Orpheum, so we keep in touch. When I have a question about something, you know, he's always willing to help, so still have that relationship with him and supporting, you know, supporting the arts in his area, and in turn, him supporting us still.
Ready to pull the calculator out whenever you need him.
That's
to.
That's what I usually call him for.
Hey, you know, I, the same way, I'm in radio. I don't need to know math.
Yeah, that's what I used to think about theater, too.
Yeah, little do we know, right?
Right.
Aaron Glasnevich, now the official permanent, well, permanence may be a strong term, but for now, official executive director of the Orpheum Theater. Thanks so much for coming in tonight. Congratulations. And as always, thanks for all the work you and the rest of the staff and the volunteers do for the community.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We will have business news and sports before that next on Galesburg's Evening News.